Because in illness, as in grief, as in gender, the breakdown and growth of the body is not linear. Likewise, language and perception fragments.
Sam's whole life.
The book was born in the gap before coherency, or ceasing to pronouns, health and illness,
and before, that.
Before or after
before
self.
That dinosaurs were turning
it is language
birds,
and myth
fish
and light and healing,
dinosaurs, and
spoken before the arrival.
In or without,
Virginia Woolf wrote,
around
what
it,
wastes
the
and
earth
deserts
top,
of the soul,
the earth fell,
what ancient
orbit,
and obdurate oaks
before
are
that,
uprooted in us
exist,
in the act of sickness.
And the universe was condensed.
A few years ago, I met a bird named Sam, who said Sam again and again. I wondered if to name oneself could be enough to bind the fragments, to call to oneself in the thrall or long sink of grief, and to call in light until light is found there. Sam says, I love you, Sam, says, are you thirsty, Sam, says, goodbye, Sam. Says, in winter, air is felt in the body, and you are getting through it, Sam. You are looking for a burrowing tunnel in the water, in the -2 wind chill, and you will find it. You will, Sam. Sam says, emotions can survive, Sam, if unaided, for 90 seconds in the brain. Sam relies on this, and Sam feels that Sam is the only Sam. That Sam is so far from land, that Sam has so little to stand on, just a narrow walkway with air on all sides. Sam says, another coast exists, Sam, another ground, even though you can't see it. And Sam's sunshine persists in the dark. Sam says, we find each other species, other ways to get by. We sleep in piles of skin, of fur, of feathers and scales, Sam. We are stilled by the pressure of what we hold and what holds us. Sam says, to tread light, Sam, walk a plane and don't stop. And don't start, Sam, to wonder what the point is, or why you are born in your body and why you are not anybody else, Sam. Sam says, dreams are experienced in the brain as true experience. Sam has dreamed of dying, of knowing Sam would die. Sam says, this is enlightenment, Sam says, I love you. Sam says, there's
Sam
light
says,
there.
Sam says, look for beauty,
not much darkness,
light.
Sam, not just
even
when blinking. Sam
even
says,
when
what
three
is
eyelids
light?
Separate us, Sam,
tell me why,
even when
with light.
Robotic in our
we're empty,
with
Sam,
or warmth,
the absence
Sam
of,
says,
the null
yet,
and
Sam.
Void.
Stay in this moment,
what is heavy,
Sam
says,
just stay.
What is full? Gravity, are you light or in opposition? Sam says, we fought because our bodies fray, shed pieces of us, skin and hair, fingernails, all pulled back to the earth where we came from and where we go. But Sam says, light does not grow up from the ground. Sam says, like bodies are not born from earth, but in suspension above it. One morning, Sam's body breaks in half without disconnecting.
Sam
wakes up,
and
Sam's legs are numb to texture, to temperature. Something has felt deep within their trunks, the pressure of the body resting on thin bones, insulated by tissue, by muscle, by skin. But the tissue, the muscle, the skin has freed itself of possession. No one owns it, not even the one who moves it. Sam walks clumsily and thuds across the room, dragging the legs. In the bathroom, there is no heat where there should be, water on the leg. There is no sensation where the towel wipes against the skin, but the torso, the arms, the head remain
Sam,
intact,
like
an attempt
to
poke
someone,
and prod to revive the lower half,
Sam says the body,
but there is no response.
Like
Sam does not know how to care for them, these legs,
the
in this abandonment.
Leaves, if a spirit
oops.
Is there, and the face
each retreat.
Is light.
alienated.
Skin falls in where there is no life to
later, in bed with a lover, the legs move as ever and feel as ever to the lover, where foreign to the other, to the rest of the body possessing the legs. There is only pressure, the awareness of a presence, and then inside, of an entrance.
It's comforting to know.
Sam at the sink afterward, splashing water on Sam's face, breathing deeply to dispel this feeling, this emerging panic, this sudden fear of being trapped within but without access to a body as it is moved. Sam hears Sam's breath. Sam hears eight different callings of eight different birds. And Sam hears a knife.
Sam hears a knife.
Sam hears traffic.
Sam hears traffic.
There's a door's trap.
There's a door's trap.
There's a door's trap.
There's a door's trap.
Sam hears insects.
Sam hears insects.
Sam hears insects.
Sam hears blinds fall back.
Blinds fall back.
Blinds fall back.
Blinds fall back.
Sam hears.
Sam.
Sam hears. Sam.
Sam
hears.
Sam
hears.
Sam
hears.
Sam hears.
Sam hears.
Sam hears.
Sam hears.
Sam
hears. Sam hears.
Sam hears.
Sam hears. Sam hears.
Sam hears. Sam
hears. Sam hears.
Sam calls it.
Sam calls it.
Sam calls it.
Sam says,
stuff inside the netting and the floss of tendons is so much accumulated debris, the plaque of living. A long-legged animal panicked and caught in the tangle, causing Sam to try and fail to flee. But Sam, in stillness, is finding that bones dislocate to allow a freeing, and then Sam leaving the dross of the nest with sockets jangling and limbs trailing, a remembrance pattern in the soft earth behind Sam. Sam, granite stark, the bark of trees, shouts to say, Sam, claw pointed, fur cleft, and feathers torn at the quick, as if to say, Sam, broken jawed, if hearted, the wandering brain stems like a flower, towering over exposed roots, and says, Sam, your pain, gap tooth and slurring, shell scraped and gorded, super mooned and nerved, belongs to everyone.